Can I ask, are the pupils allowed to take the iPads home?
Yes.
They are?
Yes. That, I have to be honest, when we were given this opportunity, I raised my eyebrows at that. Mm-hmm. We are a school in an area where we were perhaps concerned about whether or not that would be the most appropriate thing to do. But yes, they take them home. And it has made the pilot, I feel, much more...
Well, can I ask, the things we've done in the past, we've given devices like games consoles home mm-hmm. to learners and so they could play the games at home and then bring it back. There's maybe been that deficit view at times that they may get broken, mm-hmm. they may get stolen, they may not come back. And we've found that, well, our experience is that hasn't been the case. What's your experience been?
Exactly the same. When I said that I was concerned about them taking them home because of the area that we're in, it's mainly because our school is right on the main street. So when our children leave the school premises, they are right on the main street of the community, and we've had no problems whatsoever with the young people taking them home. We gave out 99 iPads. We still have, a year further down the line, 98 iPads in circulation.
What happened to the one?
One youngster, unfortunately, it was a housebreaking.
Yes.
And it was reported to the police, and it was that was just an unfortunate circumstance.
Well, you said that one of the chaps you work with, Ian Sorensen, he argued strongly that we had to trust the children, or trust the learners.
Yes,
is that one of the things that informed your decision to do this?
I had two advisors. One was Ian, who was trust the kids will behave, it will all be fine. And the other person was to the far right of Genghis Khan, and I went with the far right. I didn't really believe Ian, and I've publicly apologised to him since because he was proved right. And so these whole things, I think one of the reasons that we worked on a worst case scenario, that we had endless meetings before they went out, and all our planning was on the assumption that this would go wrong. And we had some very detailed plans. I think even just I know that there were rules and there were sanctions, and so the staff knew the sanctions if pupils didn't behave with them. And by and large, that has not happened. Mm-hmm. That we set them up in a very rigid, controlling way. And if I had it to do again, I would do it again mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. But by and large, it has not been necessary.
Okay. Is that what informed your AUP?
Sorry?
Is that what informs your acceptable use policy, that the children signed before they were given an iPad?
Well, one of the things that became obvious was that we couldn't stop kids doing things. There's no way you can lock down iPads. I don't know about other devices, but certainly with iPads, you can configure them and set them up. But, for example, Find My iPad, they can choose to switch that off. Mm-hmm. We can't stop that. And so what we did, the way we dealt with these problems was make it part of the acceptable use policy. If you switch off Find My iPad, you're in breach of contract. Mm-hmm. If you change the password to effectively lock us out, you're in breach of contract. And so in some ways, I suppose, we did trust the kids. But we backed that up with an understanding. And when we gave them out, all the parents were brought in. And we kind of laid it on the line mm-hmm. in the presence of the parents, that there was a contract, the parents had to co-sign the contract, and I think this was one of the few times that you had 100% attendance at a parents' night. Mm-hmm. Every parent came in.
Every single parent came. We were very, very firm in our approach towards what would be acceptable use of such a device, and that was to protect the young people, their parents and the staff. So there has been no abuse of the privilege in terms of these devices have cameras on them, they have recording devices mm-hmm. on them. And we wanted to reassure staff that there would be strict guidelines, and the young people they've stuck to the guidelines because the ultimate sanction is that they would have it removed from them.
So it sounds as if there's a culture of responsible use has developed within the school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the early days, one of the things that we found was quite interesting and quite worrying was that young people were going from class to class with their iPads in their hands, and we were nervous but apprehensive about what would happen. So we introduced a new set of rules. The iPad had to go straight back into their bag at the end of each period and not allowed to be taken out in corridors, in the playgrounds and so on. And again, they responded really, really well to it. And one of the things that parents respected, and this has been part and parcel of our parent council promotion over the past session, was that we've done quite a bit of work with parents with regard to internet safety, because we felt that we had a duty and a responsibility to the young people and to their parents to keep them safe. So we've done a series of evening sessions with parents as well.
Smashing.